This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Antonia Culibășanu of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. She's in Romania on the Black Sea, and we're observing from the front lines what the sanctions regime and the energy cutback and the doubts ahead are doing to the economies of Western Europe and the Black Sea Basin. We begin, however, again with Russia. The sanctions are visited upon Russia and prominent Russians and oligarchs and Russian industry. And what does that mean? We've been concentrating on Russia's accounts receivable. That is the money that it gains from selling oil and natural gas and continuing to sell oil till a certain cutoff date in Europe, continuing to sell oil as best it can by shipping to India, to China, continuing to sell natural gas as best it can according to its own prescriptions. However, internally, we're told that the Russian people are asking questions. At the same time, they're being given a story that this is a war against fill in the blank, NATO, Western Europe, the United States. Antonia, what do we know about the Russian people, about the workforce? Is there unemployment? Is there underemployment? How are they faring under the sanctions regime?
Well, officially, we don't know a lot because Russia did not publish statistics beginning February 2022. Russia, however, and I'm talking about the statistical office and the central bank data available now, published 2 weeks ago. We do know that they've cut down into the expectation of Russia having really huge problems. So basically they went from an 8% decrease in GDP to a 5% decrease in GDP for this year, which is very optimistic, considering that we are also hearing news about the industrial production being cut down because they no longer have available the technology that is needed for the industrial production to continue. So we also have about 1,000 companies that have left Russia, which is pretty much, if you think about the size and the idea of transnationals, 1,000 transnational companies leaving Russian economy, that is pretty huge by all standards. But we're not hearing much about unemployment levels. We are looking at just, shallow reporting on how they've kind of got the companies nationalized and they are still operational, even if the imports have decreased. And I'm talking imports from the West in particular, which are imports helping the development of Russia and imports basically helping the industrial production again. We know that the auto sector has been really damaged. We don't know much about the rest of the sectors in particular. But to me, this optimism that the Central Bank of Russia is trying to give to the public and the optimism that comes from the Kremlin with the idea that we're not doing that bad internally is kind of worrying. Because we know from the past, from 2015, 2016, they've pretty much done the same thing. They've kind of made numbers up to avoid, the population panicking. It is true that Russians have a high degree of tolerance. However, you cannot just let go the idea that there is a big chunk of the Russian economy that is probably not very functional as we speak, and they're getting into the winter too.
Right, and so, there was a report within these last days that there is necessary to take parts from aircraft that are not flying to keep what they can flying. It's just a little window on what I have been told is a long-term problem that cannot be solved, which is imports of high-end technology. And that means for the workforce, they no longer can service the machines that are high-end manufacturing or maintain the telecommunications that we find commonplace because you cannot get parts, or the suppliers themselves would be under sanctions if they tried to ship to Russia. Sure, there's some workarounds. You could ship to Kazakhstan and ask somebody to take it across the border, but that isn't going to work for the general population. For Romania, and this is what is happening in Bucharest, what is happening along the shoreline. Are you struggling with supply chain because you're in the Black Sea Basin? Is there shipping struggles to get through to you?
Well, in Romania, we're dealing with kind of crowded infrastructure because we kind of hope that once the agreement on Odessa comes into place, Romania will not have to take in a lot of delivery issues when it comes to shipping grains, shipping sunflower oil, and so on from Ukraine to other parts of the world. However, what happens now is that not much has changed in the Romanian ports that are handling the Ukrainian exports. Basically, because the agreement on Odessa is not really functional. We have clear rules on how to operate the agreement and ship grains out of Odessa. And even if, you know, the PR around it is good, there are logistical problems. There are you know, juridical problems even. You don't know which kind of shipments are allowed to go through. You don't know what the Russian shipments, because the Russians also have grains in the warehouse in Odessa as well. So it's not pretty sure whether that grain is okay with being shipped if it comes under the UN food program, for instance. And there is a lot of operational costs. Plus, not much labor force left in Odessa per se, not much labor force in the port. And the risk of war is also continuing to be high in the region, which means that Romania is still handling the big chunk of Ukrainian exports. And that translates into infrastructure load for us. And it is very much, it becomes obvious that we need to do something about infrastructure and invest in infrastructure or just make it more fluid, because it's beginning to be a burden in the sense of, you know, too much traffic, too much of everything, you know.
All right, we have about a minute left. What is the mood in Bucharest, in the countryside, about the war? Is the expectation that it will go through the winter and that things are going to get harder rather than easier? We have about a minute.
That is exactly right. So what we are expecting is for the prices to go higher. We are still optimistic when it comes to the energy sector because we are a producer. So we keep telling ourselves that we are going to be better off than anyone else in Europe just because we have our own gas. But at the same time, we know that everything is going to become more expensive because we are dependent on imports. And obviously, as you know, uncertainty grows high in the Western Europe and in the economy of Western Europe in particular, considering our dependency on the Western European economy, that is not going to make it look good for us either. So it's pretty much going to be a hard winter.
Antonia Colabasanu in Bucharest for Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.